It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to another edition of A Day in the Life. This is Sean Dangler, and I'm with you as always. This week, you know, last week I said my three most surprising, or my three teams I wanted to watch. Last week in week two, this week, and I think I was proven right, at least by the Steelers game, is that the Steelers, it was kind of interesting that they ended up beating the Browns, even though the Steelers were getting smoked by the 49ers. But that's not what I want to talk about this week. I don't want to rehash the past. Well, actually, I am, because that's what I'm going to talk about. But I want to talk about something else. I'm going to talk about the I'm looking at the passing, rushing, and receiving stats right now for the NFL. And I really just want to talk about what stats stand out to me at this moment. I'll just probably pick maybe one or two out of each category. The first one, I'll just start with passing, because quarterback's obviously the most exciting, is that Tua leads, I'm not going to try to say his last name, leads the league in yards passed. Yards per game, because if everyone's played the same amount of games. But he's thrown for 715 yards in two games. I know he has Tyreek Hill, but I would not have expected him to be the top passer. I will say I might have to eat crow on Tua, because I, especially the last two seasons, I never really held him in high regard that he was actually that good of a quarterback. But maybe this year, especially, you know, beating the Patriots, things have turned around for him. And maybe the Dolphins are actually going to be the team to beat. I don't know. I mean, it is pretty impressive how far they're doing, how well they are doing. He also has the highest average. It probably is helped by old Tyreek, I would guess. But still impressive, nonetheless. And then Captain Kirk is second. Do I think Captain Kirk's going to get traded from the Vikings? I think that's like a pretty easy point that other people have made elsewhere. I think ultimately he'll probably stay in Minnesota because everyone's saying he won't. They will get traded. But I think they really should trade him because, yeah, it doesn't seem like they want to keep him back. Even though the thing is, it's like he seems to be halfway decent. So it's kind of weird that they want to get rid of him. But to each their own, I guess. You know, but he's overall, and then Stafford actually might turn out pretty well. And then CJ Stroud is fourth, which is crazy to think that he's thrown for that many yards. And then Jared Goff is fifth. Mac Jones is somehow sixth, but his average is 5.7 yards per throw. That is not great, I would say, because the person closest to him at 5.6 is Deshaun Watson, who is 24th on the list. Mac Jones has thrown a lot of short balls. A lot of short balls. So, going with the quarterback thing, the most surprising, not great thing, also doesn't bode well for my fantasy football, is Joe Burrow, is pretty much second to last, I would say. He's 30th on this list. But I would really say he's second to last because Anthony Richardson and Gardner Minshew, if you combine them together, they'd have more yards than Joe Burrow. Is that Joe Burrow is, I'm getting a little worried. His average yards is 4.2 yards per attempt or per completion. I'm not out on Joe. Oh no, that was Bryce Young. Oh wait, Joe and Bryce have the same thing. I'm not super worried necessarily about Joe at this point. It's because I have him in fantasy, but I would not have predicted him. Even though people were like, yeah, he has a calf, he'll be bad. I just didn't think he'd be, you know, below friggin' Joshua Dobbs and Desmond Ridder. His QBR is below Joshua Dobbs and Desmond Ridder. It's not as bad as Jalen Hurts' QBR is 39.8. And guess what Justin Fields is? 22.2. Kenny Pickett, 18.8. He's my backup on my fantasy team to Joe Burrow, so not looking good. Not looking good in that regard. Trevor Lawrence also doesn't have a high one. I don't know how much QBR actually matters at this point in the season. Probably Not a ton, since it is newer. Now, as for the rushing stats, I didn't realize this, but Christian McCaffrey, my God, the guy has 268 yards through 2 weeks. You know, he's got a lot of yards under his belt. He's the only one for two games that has rushed over 100 yards, has 130-yard average. And then Bijan Robinson is second, which I see. The thing is, I just was not into taking Bijan, and I could have had him in a couple of my fantasy leagues, but I don't like taking rookies. So I passed on him. And I don't know. I actually ended up with James Cook and James Conner 5th and 6th on this list. Nick Chubb is 4th. Sad guy. That, don't look at that injury he got. That's rough. DeAndre Swift is 3rd. It is kind of crazy. It'll be interesting to see how this list shakes out, I would say. But I am honestly surprised at how many yards Christian McCaffrey has. I could go down to the bottom to see, like, running-wise for the other teams, but it's not as easy for the quarterbacks as it is quarterbacks. Like, Patrick Mahomes is 33rd on this list with 75 yards he's rushed for. Like, Taysom Hill's up there for 79 yards. Lamar Jackson is 92. So it's not so much that. But I do believe the, like, McCaffrey having that many yards already is pretty dang impressive. I think San Francisco is going to be a good team. The thing is, I just don't know if I trust Brock Purdy enough. That's the thing. Now you go over to the receiving. It's not very surprising at the very top that Justin Jefferson is the top one. You know, he was one of the top ones in fantasy football. It was, like, honestly the top pick. What's more surprising that I don't think most people would have picked is Puka. I don't know his last name. Jordan was here. Help me out. Nakua. I don't know. He has 266 yards, so he has quite a bit. Though his average is 10.6, which isn't even close to anyone else in the top 12. So he's gotten targeted a lot. As well, I mean, Tutu Atwell has gotten targeted a lot. So Stafford's so far up there. But yeah, that surprised me. I don't think anyone thought Puka. I could have picked him up in fantasy last week. I did not. That was probably a mistake on my part. Besides that, Nico Collins is 5th with 226 yards. I love it because I have Nico Collins in fantasy football. He's pretty all right. He came on later, I think, last year, and then he's really taken off this year so far. So I hope that keeps going. So overall, it's kind of interesting to look at even 2 weeks into the season to see how much it has changed, and where it'll be interesting. I think when I go down farther down on the receiving list, the funny thing is that Houston also has a receiver named Tank Dell. I have never heard of this guy before, but in fantasy football this week, I noticed he was one of the hot pickups to go. He played for Texas. Where did he play? No, he didn't play for Texas A&M. He originally committed to Florida International University, but then attended Alabama A&M University. Then he transferred to Independence Community College and finally ended up at the University of Houston. Interesting. And he was drafted in round 3, pick 69, this year. Huh! I had no idea this man existed, but that's interesting. Hunter Henry, also leading one at number 36 on the list. I want to guess that. I'm trying to pick him up in fantasy football. Shh, don't tell the people I'm playing with. But it's interesting to just look at the stats and see how, even in 2 weeks, quite a bit of it has changed. Oh, and the rushing stats, 12 and 13, are two Iowa State guys, David Montgomery and Breece Hall. How very interesting. And that's it. My name's Sean Dangler. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. All right. Bye-bye. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.